This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations remain below 200 this week. That's far below earlier surges. A third of the people hospitalized are unvaccinated. Public health officials are expecting this winter to be especially bad for respiratory viruses, so they urge people to get both the booster targeting the Omicron variant and a flu shot. That's what they offer at Denver's Center for African American Health, where Deidre Johnson is CEO.
As much as we like to think it has, COVID hasn't gone away. So we still make sure we have at least a monthly, if not bi-monthly, opportunity at our building or nearby with partners for folks to just come get their vaccination and be as healthy as possible.
13% of Coloradans now have Omicron variant booster shots. That includes 29% of those older than 65, the most vulnerable age group. The El Paso County Board of Commissioners took a formal position this week in opposing the legalization of marijuana in Colorado Springs and Palmer Lake. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The resolution points to initiatives on the November 8th ballot in Colorado Springs and in Palmer Lake that would legalize the sale of recreational marijuana. Commissioners largely focused on the potential long-term effects of the drug, saying it would only increase mental health concerns in the county and make marijuana more accessible to children. The Colorado Springs City Council took the same action a few weeks ago. Supporters of legalizing recreational sales called both resolutions short-sighted. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Right now in Denver, it's 60 degrees. Expect clear skies tonight with a low of 30. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.